is Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We're talking Rock Ridge Golf with sophomore Dan O'Neill and the Rockets looking for big things in 2019. Before we talk about this season, let's go back to last season. Dan is just a freshman. The Rockets able to advance to state. What was that experience like for you, and what did you learn from that?
The experience was amazing, really. I mean, I had never, like, played in any golf tournaments before that year. So to be able to go to state as a team, because, you know, all of us were really close friends, so it was really just a super fun experience.
So when you put that ball on the tee to tee off at state last year, what was that experience like, or how nervous were you when you got that opportunity?
I mean, I was super nervous, but, you know, I practiced a ton over the summer, so it was really, like, it wasn't, like, nervous that I was going to hit a bad shot. It was just nervous because there's a lot of people watching and people ready to see you hit the ball.
Well, and you're playing against a bunch of good dudes down there, too. There's no question
right.
about that. So why golf? Take us through your kind of pedigree. How old were you when you picked up the game, and a little bit about your development over the years?
I played golf ever since I was a little kid, but I never really played a lot. I just played, like, on the weekends with my dad. We would go out with me and his friends, and I would just tee it up somewhere in the fairway and hit from there.
Well, and I know you told me off the air you play a lot during the summer, which is the off season for high school, and you play with classmate and teammate Drew Hall. So a little bit about kind of what you guys do during the summer months and how serious you take the game now, apparently.
We try to keep it pretty laid back. You know, we don't take it too seriously, but we definitely do go out just about every day, you know, trying to get better every day. And the goal every year is just to make it to state. That's our end goal.
Yeah, that's a great goal. So a little bit about your game this year. I saw you turned in a 40, I think, last week in a triangular with Fulton and Erie Prophetstown and led the way for the Rockets. Kind of rate your game so far in 2019. What's been working? What hasn't been working? And what do you need to shore up as the season progresses?
I think mentally I've been doing a lot better than last year. You know, taking every shot for what it's worth and really focusing on every shot. But I haven't really put in the scores that I wanted to. And I think throughout the season I'm going to get that going, ready for regionals and sectionals, and hopefully make the state.
And about this team, you said a bunch of guys that really get along and like to play together and like to be together on the golf course. So what about that?
Yeah, we have really good chemistry. You know, we're not only friends just playing golf. Like, we hang out a lot of times off the course. And so it really helps because, you know, when you're out playing, you really want to do good just for not only for yourself, but for your teammates too.
All right, final question is a trick question involving the head golf coach, Andy Say. Does he wear fancy golf pants and a fancy golf belt?
Yes. Coach Say is a trendsetter.
Amen, 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 Dan O'Neill. Fun talking with this sophomore. The Rockets got a great thing going in golf in 2019. They were state qualifiers in 2018 and looking for similar results here this fall. I'm Jim Taylor for the High School Sports Spotlight.